Grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Columbia, dark supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 74 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, wild new lawn ornaments? Who? Us? No way.
Oh.
Ah, greasy, greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
It's yet another edition of the Grits to Glitz Girls on the Road, huh?
Yep. Because I got rambling feet. I got to move along.
Yeah, there you go. And Robert Morgan Fisher, of course, as your accompaniment with Greasy Coffee Beans from the PodSafe Music Network. I'm Amy. I'm in Las Vegas.
I'm Bay, and I'm in South Florida.
Ooh. How's the weather?
Actually, it's really pleasant right now. It's 11:30 at night.
So it's cooled off a little bit from the day. And the humidity is probably all the way down to 70-80%.
Yeah, something like that. It's crazy. We brought good weather with us.
Well, that's good.
Our friends who live here are like, wow, come back more often.
And bring the weather with you.
Yeah, because we brought rain and we brought cooler temperatures.
I like that.
Actually, they think it's cold. I think it's just marvelous.
Oh, those silly people. How cold is it?
I don't know. I don't look at the temperature. It's probably in the 70s.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's great.
And see, we were, my husband and I were out just a little while ago doing some yard work in the evening hours, and it was only 90. So we were, you know, getting the grass mowed while it was cool.
Wow. That must have been nice.
By the way, if any of our listeners would like to write to us, they can get to us at Amy or Bay at gritstoglitz.com.
And if you want to call, like I'm calling on the phone right now, it's 206-G2G-GRIT.
That's 206-424-4748. And all of that is at gritstoglitz.com. Or, you know what, just to throw in a special extra thing, it's also at glitz2grits.com, just because when I registered the name, I thought some people might get it backwards, because I might. So I registered both of them.
You're so smart.
Yeah, well. Oh, goodness. Well, we've had plenty of things going on, that's for sure. You've been traveling.
Yep, I sure have. I decided to, you know, globetrot. But I think it would be easier if I were famous, if I were a video star.
Well, yes. And as a matter of fact, that brings us right back to some old business. First of all, one thing is we've gotten some great response from the Tim Tam Slam. That was a hit.
And, you guys are great.
If you guys haven't seen it yet, just go check it out at gritstoglitz.com. Go to the episodes, and in the episode where we did the Tim Tam Slam, it's available right there. You can see there's a link. But the other thing is, some other old business is that a few episodes ago, I talked about making a video of Leon, the bulldog, lip syncing the King of Cars theme, and he was extremely cute. And I heard, pardon?
It was so cute.
It was cute.
It was just killing cute. It gave me a toothache. It was so cute.
Okay, well. Well, the thing is, I heard from the contest organizer, and they said, congratulations, you've won first prize.
First prize? That means you got a PlayStation 3?
No, because that's not the grand prize.
Oh,
we came in behind the lady who painted herself blue and dressed in a gold bikini.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say that. They haven't posted the winners on the website yet. All I know is that I got this email and they wanted the address so they could send us the prizes. And the prizes are okay. It's like a duffel bag and some King of Cars sunglasses and King of Cars die-cast car, but was not the PlayStation 3. Daggummit.
Aw, Leon was gypped.
Yes, he was. And like I said, I'm sure that the winner was the lady that who painted herself blue, but they haven't posted it, so it's not official.
Well, congratulations, Leon, for winning first place. If I had a PlayStation 3, I'd give it to him.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. It is the thought that counts.
Well, thank you.
Now, let's see. In other news, you are in South Florida, which is the land of the pink flamingos, right? Have you seen pink flamingos in the yard?
No, not a single solitary one.
None?
I think the homeowners associations probably banned them.
Oh. Have you seen real pink flamingos?
No, not that either. I haven't been to a bird place yet, but I will be soon. So in the next couple of days, I'll be going to a bird place. So maybe I'll see pink flamingos then. I also haven't seen turtles, which, you know, I love turtles. But I also haven't seen alligators or snakes. I have seen, we're staying in someone's house. We're house sitting for our friend's neighbor, which is really great because we get a whole house to rattle around in. And the strangest things in the yards, there are lizards everywhere.
Oh.
Really wild lizards. They're becoming varying sizes, and some of them blow out their necks. I don't know what that's called. That
Ooh.
Thing. Yeah, and
actually,
some of them have.
I've seen some of that here in Las Vegas, but they're always little tiny lizards here in the yard. And you say some of these are bigger?
Some of them get to be about. I've seen some that are about a foot long.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what they are. I have no idea. But the ones who blow out their necks, their necks are red. And they're like red with a black stripe or red with a yellow stripe or just plain red.
That is cool.
It's very ornamental. I think it makes the yards look very spiffy, and my children love chasing them down.
Have they caught any?
Yes.
Oh.
That's a picture, too. Yeah.
Oh.
It's very interesting.
Well, I have new lawn ornaments.
Really? Why?
Yes.
What do you? You just felt like ornamenting your yard?
No. They have a purpose. I fussed before about the pigeons that poop in my pool.
Oh, the pigeons are a downer.
There is a little wall between the spa and the pool, and the pigeons will sit on the little wall and poop in either direction, either in the pool or in the spa, whichever side their butt's hanging over, and. That's been bothering me for quite a long time, but I finally hired a pool service to come and clean the pool every week. And they said, okay, you've got to get rid of the pigeons because it'll never be clean. I go, I know. They said, get an owl. Get two owls. So we got two owls. Now,
cool.
I want to point out what I really wanted to get was the pigeon squirter. Which is, it has a motion detector, and it hooks up to your garden hose, and if a pigeon flies down, it squirts it with water. I really wanted to get that. But I haven't yet found that in a store. I found that online. I still may be getting one of those. But no, we got the owls, and of course, we set them up next to the wall, and it is very fun to watch the pigeons come swooping in, tra-la-la, oh, dang, and they fly away.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. But we had to name the owls.
Well, of course you did.
And my clever husband is the one who came up with the names because he said we have to name them. And then I started contemplating and he came up with the names all by himself. And they were so perfect. I couldn't even argue.
Oh, boy. What is it?
Well,
what is their name?
One of the owls is named Al. A-L. Al. Al the
yeah.
Owl. And the other one is named Julio.
Julio.
Uh-huh. So we have Julio and Al next to the pool.
Oh, water Julio.
I loved that when he said that. Oh, of course, yes, Julio. Julio and Al.
What are Julio and Al made of? Are they terracotta or ceramic?
They're plastic. They're plastic, and their heads are on a swivel. So when the wind hits them, their heads spin around like Linda Blair. And
wow.
That would scare me away if I were a pigeon.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. Coolio.
Isn't he clever?
Paul's the best. Tell him I said congratulations on his amazing brain power.
I will. And I tried to, once he said that, I tried to think of another name with who in it, but I couldn't come up with any. So it's Julio and Al. So that was some of the news. And I have another piece of happy news.
Yeah.
I am getting an office with a door. At work.
No way.
Way. And so on Friday I had to pack up all of my work belongings in boxes so that the movers could move them over to the new office. And just to make things more fun, I'm taking a class during this next week, so I won't be at work. So my crazy coworker who's been driving me crazy with her torturing of the English language, I'm going to have to listen to her torture the English language, for a week.
Oh my God.
It's a good week for me.
I won't get any updates on, that's too wild.
No English lessons this week.
I'm going to miss it because it was always so creative.
Well, I'll catch up when I get back to work. Although I'm not going to be sitting in a cubicle next to her anymore. If I don't want to hear her, I can close my door.
Woohoo!
I like
and
that.
And you're seeing new things. Well, I'm in South Florida, and I'm the sort of person who doesn't take a vacation and just sits.
No.
I can't do that.
No.
I never do that. I always research and find it, and it took me a long time, but I finally did find places to go in South Florida that would be interesting and touristy. I'm a tourist. Mm-hmm. I like to tour. And I went to a museum today. Actually, I went to a museum on Friday and went to a mall yesterday. And today I went to a museum and I thought of you and I thought of our childhood and I thought of our mother and I sat down and cried in the middle of this museum.
Oh.
I went to the Gold Coast Railroad Museum, which has been here for 50 years. It has the Ferdinand Magellan, which was the Pullman car, especially custom designed, redesigned for, originally for Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, noisy car going past.
Hello, noisy car.
Hello, noisy Miami car. It was originally designed for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and he used it, and Truman used it, and Eisenhower used it, and you got bulletproof glass and armor plating, and it's just gorgeous. And he entertained Winston Churchill in there, and it was so cool. And that was just one train. They also had steam locomotives from steam and diesel locomotives. They had historic cars that you could walk through. And I don't know if you remember, Amy, in about 1975, we rode the train from Atlanta to New Orleans.
Yes.
And one of the trains on display, the Silver Crescent, is so much like the train that we rode. It's beautiful.
I think it was the Silver Crescent that we rode.
I don't know. I thought they said that this particular train came from California.
Oh, okay.
Oh, listen, Miami sirens. Maybe it's Miami Vice. The whole car was huge. It was one railroad car, and it had passenger seating just a little bit to observe from the back of the train outward. And in the front, it had some sleeping compartments, and it had a club car with the most beautiful bar.
Mm-hmm.
In it, and then you could go upstairs for the observation.
Right. Day. Oh, gosh, I remember that from our trip to New Orleans.
And it was a blast from the past. And then I walked out of the train, and most of the trains are really more 40s era trains. And that was Mama's time. And they were playing music from the 40s in the hangar. And it just hit me. And I was like, oh, Mama would have loved this.
Oh, she would have really loved it. Well, I remember from our childhood, we lived fairly near a railroad track. And we were always playing around in the yard. And one afternoon, like a Saturday afternoon, I saw Mama and Daddy run by. Oh, my gosh. Running toward the railroad tracks. They had heard a steam engine. And there was a steam engine coming down the track. And she loved the trains.
For as long as Mama was alive, there was that one steam locomotive that would do the tour of the Smokies for the fall colors. And every fall, Mama would call me from the college, and she'd say, open your windows. Go outside, you can hear it. And you can hear that distinctive steam locomotive whistle that she remembered from her childhood.
Right.
That was just, that was so cool. It was so, you know, family. You know, it was a family moment in the middle of a strange place with a bunch of strangers around. It was a family thing.
Well, now, in addition to that, you went to another museum on Friday.
Yeah.
Which would also have really appealed to our mother.
Oh, she would have loved that, but I wasn't going to do a whole report. I went to see Vizcaya, which was the winter home of the International Harvester Air, from 1916 to 1922. He only used it for 6 years, and then he kicked the bucket.
Oh.
And I know. And he spent years and years and years acquiring the things that went into the house. He bought the stuff first, and then they designed the house around it.
I want you to tell me two things, and that was how much he paid for the house, and also tell me about the dishware.
Oh, okay, two things. He paid about $19 million for it in 1916.
In 1916, which who knows that would be with inflation.
He kept buying gates and ceilings from European castles. So, you know, he had some historical value built up in the house already.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'll take that ceiling and that wall and ship it to America. And the other thing, the dishes. Okay, the dishes. John Deering always bought china in sets of 24, service for 24.
Just him and a few friends, right?
Just him and, you know, Lillian Gish and Rudolph Valentino, those kinds of people. Yeah. He ordered a set that was designed by Tiffany's, and they designed it and sent him a service, a place setting for approval, and he approved it. This was while he was still acquiring the pieces of the house. And he approved it and ordered the full service for 24 from a china manufacturer in England. It's white bone china with elaborate gold trim and John Deering's initials in the middle of it because he really loved his initials.
Well, they did.
And they finished it and they shipped it to him on the Titanic. It didn't make it home.
Oh, no, that's not good.
So there's the one example setting from Tiffany's on display. And the curator, the guide that we had, said that even among all the people who had been, you know, who loved Vizcaya and had been doing all this stuff, even they kind of doubted that story. They were like, yeah, right, that's one of those legends. And then after the Titanic was discovered and the exhibits were making the rounds, one of the pieces of memorabilia recovered from the wreckage is a bill of lading to Mr. J. Deering in New York City. One crate of china.
So it's true.
That story was true.
Oh, man. Well, I haven't done anything nearly as exciting. I've just, you know, watched owls scare off pigeons. So, and you've got other activities coming up in Miami. You're going to be going to Parrot Jungle, of course.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I don't know if that's tomorrow or the next day, but Parrot Jungle is high on the list.
Okay. Oh, actually, I did have another big experience this weekend. I'll tell you about that a little later. But before I tell you about that, I want to ask you, how's the food in Miami?
Oh, let's do a grits dish.
A grits dish. It's been a while.
It's been a long time, and we don't even have official music for grits dishes.
No, we don't.
Oh, well, here's the grits dish for this week. I went to a Cuban restaurant today for a buffet. El Tropico, and you know it's good when nobody there speaks English.
Oh, that would be authentic, yes.
The food was, I can't tell you the names of any of these things because I don't eat that stuff, but it was both brunch and lunch, and I had the black beans and rice and the fried plantains and all kinds of stuff. But I have to tell you, I mean, you know how much we love our lamb dishes.
Oh, yes.
Woodrow and Wesley both got the stewed lamb, and I promise you, it was like a leg of lamb. It was a big hunkin' platter.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
It was great. It was fabulous. So if you come to the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, I'll try to find the directions to El Tropico. Oh, and I had the Cuban coffee. Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
You love the Cuban restaurants. And every time
and
you go to Miami, you find a new one.
Mm-hmm. And this one was great. And all my friends were drinking Cafe American, but not me. I'm drinking the Cuban stuff. It was fabulous.
And I'm sure the proprietors loved you.
I have no idea. Goodness knows we didn't speak the same language.
But you appreciated the food. That's good.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, that sounds good. I also, during this past week, despite the diet, I had a real treat. And on Saturday, I went to Bagel Mania, which I don't think I've done a grits dish about before, although I've been there and just loved it to pieces. I was introduced to...
We mentioned it.
Yeah, I mentioned it before, but I don't think I've done a grits dish about it. So I just want to carry on a little bit more. I was introduced to this place by Steve and Miles of the Strip Podcast. They adore this place. And then occasionally it shows up in Norm's column and, oh, Tony Curtis was there or somebody. And you go, oh, okay. It's not a fancy place. You know, so many Las Vegas establishments are fancy and expensive. And no. This is just authentic New York bagels. And the deli, I can't tell you what half the things are in the deli case. Somebody had to, well, for instance, somebody had to explain to me, what's a bialy? That's just, that's bagel. And of course, you know what? I can't tell you right now because I didn't have that.
Oh.
I'm sure.
I could try it.
I will. When Lynn in New Jersey was here in Las Vegas, we all went down to Bagel Mania. And then this past weekend, I also, you know, took a little break from my diet and went down and had an everything bagel with a tiny little bit of cream cheese on it. And it was out of this world. So if you're in Las Vegas and, oh, and by the way, this one is, close enough to the strip that you could take a taxi probably. You wouldn't need a rental car, but you also probably wouldn't want to walk because it's several blocks away from the strip. I highly recommend it. And I'm not an authority on New York cuisine. I just know I love it.
Yum. I'll have to go there the next time I'm in Las Vegas.
Yep, I'll take you there. And I wanted to say the reason I was there is because, here's my other big event, I was on the PetCast this weekend.
Amy was on the PetCast.
I'm the crazy bird lady. I guess I'm the resident crazy bird lady.
Right.
And Emily, Steve Freese from the Strip Podcast does the PetCast with his friend Emily, and they are dog people. And so occasionally they bring in their friend Molly, who is a cat person. And then rarely they'll bring in the crazy bird lady, me. And Emily found a bird on the sidewalk and was concerned because she saw several of these birds and didn't know what they were and thought it looked like a parakeet but wasn't sure. And then there was a picture and I tried to figure out if that was a parakeet, but I still couldn't see it and so on. So I went down to the studio to look at bigger copies of the picture and see if it was indeed a parakeet. And I don't think I'm spoiling too much if I tell this, but Emily surprised me and brought the dead bird in a Tupperware container.
Did she freeze it before she brought it? Because
No. It had been outside in Las Vegas for a few days, and so it was kind of
mummified.
Yes. Yeah. It was not gross. It was just dry. And it was a budgie. It was a little parakeet.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Clarify that. You saying parakeet, and that's what most people call those little birds.
Right. Well, that's what Emily was saying, was parakeet, but it was actually a budgerigar, which is shortened to budgie, which is... Oh, poor thing. There are a number of types of parakeets, but this particular one is the Australian budgerigar. And the interesting thing about its name, of course, is that it comes from the Aborigine words meaning tasty snack. Because the European settlers came along and said, "What's that?" And they said, "Budgerigar, tasty snack."
And of course, Woodrow has a budgie. That would probably be quite similar to the one that Emily found. And we're sorry that it died. But a budgie, whether it was let loose or got loose, and they get loose in a second.
They do.
They just whoomp and they're gone. All little birds, medium-sized birds, and big birds get loose. Mm-hmm. It happens. Whatever happened, they're not going to live in the desert.
No. You know, in South Florida, there are... colonies of budgies that
lots
have
of wild budgies,
right? Because that particular right. climate, they were able to some resourceful budgies continued to live, but right. here in Las Vegas, they're not going to last.
Oh, poor little budgies.
That was sad, but anyway, that was also very exciting because I got to take part in the Petcast, which I love and listen to regularly.
Always fun to take part in someone else's podcast, but then again, it's also fun just to be a fan.
Right. And by the way, thank you. Just, you know, take this opportunity to say thank you to our fans and our listeners. And we got the most wonderful thank you. You've been on the road and may not have heard this one before, but we heard from some friends of ours at the DivaCast. Take a listen.
Big fans.
Hey, girls. Grits to Glitz. It's the Divas from the DivaCast.
Hey.
Hey there. We're so excited. We just want to thank you for all your support. You guys have been terrific.
Thanks for all your comments on the forum and everything for the DivaCast.
And your emails and just all your communication and the way you back us up. And we really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
You
take
rock.
Care. Bye.
Aren't they sweethearts?
They're so sweet.
So sweet of them to just send that nice little thank you. And, of course, it's a great time for us to remind our listeners that if you like our podcast, you'll probably like the DivaCast because they are a lot like us. They're about the same age, and they talk about very interesting topics. And if you like listening in on girl talk, which is, you know, kind of what we do.
They're great
and very – they've got great guests and very interesting.
They have wonderful chemistry, and they always talk about something interesting. They have, you know, they have informative guests, and then they have informative, it's just, I don't know, it's TikTok, and I love it. I just love it. And thanks to the Divas, that's great.
So nice of them.
Yay. That was cool. I hadn't heard it like that. Yay. I'm trying to see my notes.
It's on a sadder note. We're going to end on kind of a sad note because I finally caught up with Sheer Genius.
You caught up. Are you hooked?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. We can't do a special Wednesday night episode because it's almost over. But the drama caught you know, Top Design, I really enjoyed watching Top Design. Maybe I was the only one. But it didn't have the same
dynamic
as Project Runway. It was quite different. Yeah. And Sheer Genius, on the other hand, first of all, Jacqueline Smith is a fabulous host.
She really is.
Oh,
and Renee, as the leader, I love it what he says. Because to tell the hairdressers, okay, get to work, he says, shake it. I love that, and he's cute, so that helps.
And hairstylists apparently have the same sense of drama as fashion designers.
Oh, it's marvelous. It's so addictive. I got to Jacksonville late. It was like Georgia was conspiring against us to get to Florida. So Wednesday night, I got to Jacksonville late. We had a late dinner, and I actually watched the rerun of Sheer Genius. I didn't watch it at 10 o'clock on Wednesday night.
That is a late dinner.
No, it was late. And I was the only person awake in the hotel room. I'm like, everybody, I'm going to turn up the volume. And they're like, Anyway, it was great to watch, but it was also really sad.
Our favorite, Tabitha, talked herself out of it.
It's the same thing I have railed against in Project Runway and Top Chef and Top Design. Same thing. I hate the team challenges, especially if it means kicking off the whole team.
Yes. Yeah, I really wish they wouldn't do that because you're going to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Because Tyson was really smart and picked Tabitha to be his team partner, and they won the shortcut challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. By a huge margin.
Yeah, they did not undersell themselves. They valued themselves very well. And then they go into the actual challenge, and Tyson can't do hair. And as a result, Tabitha's gone. I was shocked. I thought it was going to be Dr. Boogie and Ben.
Well, and that's just it. If Tabitha had not let on that she really hated Tyler so much.
Yeah, she'd been quiet.
It would have been Dr. Boogie and Ben, but I think the judges were just taken aback by her sheer hatred for him. Well, I don't care for him very much, and I'm not going to work well with him, and that's what messed us up. And she went on and on and on, and I love what the gay boys said about it. Tom and Lorenzo said they were watching it like a monster movie through their fingers. No, no, stop.
Exactly the way I was watching it. The moment she opened her mouth, I was going, no, no, that was a no. I talked before about contestants throwing their team members under the bus. Tabitha threw herself under the bus.
Yes, yes.
It was awful.
I looked her up, by the way. She works in New Jersey or has been working in New Jersey. I'm not sure that she's going to stay there after this. She's a lot of people's favorites. And
she's too fabulous.
So she's on your coast. You have to go to New Jersey and find her.
Well, I'm kind of pleased because here I am in South Florida. Maybe I can find Daisy somewhere. Daisy is doing wonderful, consistent work, and she's a ray of sunshine. So
I'll look her up for you. Give her a call. I bet she's booked. All of these stylists, I bet they're booked.
They're wonderful to watch, and I can't wait to see what happens next. You know Dr. Boogie and Ben can't win.
No, I mean, at this point, it seems so clear it has to be Daisy, just because she's in a different league from everybody else.
Or Anthony. Anthony's doing a good job, too, but Daisy's really shining.
Yeah. Yeah, she's edged him out, I think.
But we're really enjoying that show.
It's a good one.
I'm so glad you caught up.
I keep saying I'm not going to get caught up in another one of those reality shows, and then I do.
Well, it's so hard to tell whether it's going to be really good or not, and Sheer Genius is really good. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm having a blast, yeah. I don't think we're going to see Top Design again.
No, I think that one's probably not going to be renewed.
Mm.
But there's already another Top Chef in the works, and I'm looking forward to that.
Ah, so something good coming along.
And Project Runway 4 is slowly being worked on, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're casting it right now, and Tim Gunn is casting, or they're doing Tim Gunn's show, where he's going
trolling.
To quality taste and style. For his Bravo TV show.
That will be fun.
So, alas, you have to be in New York for him to tell you what to wear.
Can't believe how much traffic there is here in the middle of the night.
Huh. Well, on that note.
Right.
Enjoy your time. If you're going to be in Florida, are we going to talk again on Wednesday?
That's going to be difficult. I'm going to be packing on Wednesday, but we'll see if we can get together for a shorty, a quickie.
All right. All right, sounds good. Have fun. Go catch a lizard for me.
Okay. Thanks to the DivaCast for calling it. Well, for sending us that sweet, sweet message. Thank
oh,
you.
Sweet, yes.
And shake it, baby.
Sounds good to me. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye, bye, bye.
Ah, grease it, coffee beans. The only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud. Sugar and greasy coffee beans. Greasy, greasy coffee beans. Greasy, greasy coffee beans.